So, beloved, let's welcome right away our huge international church. Welcome. We love you and we welcome you. Okay. Today, I want to talk to you about probably a very serious message for me. When I landed, you know, I never prepare messages before I land into that land where I have to minister. Because, as a rule, I've noticed this one thing, no matter what I prepare here, often it has nothing in common with the place where I'm going. Why? I'm explaining to you. Because the angels start conversing with me, the ones that live there, right away. The Holy Spirit starts speaking to me, and right away I start receiving information that is needed for that season, for that church, or that place. And you know, I'll say this, the devil really, you have to understand, this is one of the serious conferences. We were attacked extremely, not spiritually, we were attacked, I'll say this, electronic demons, I call them. Everything that could go wrong went wrong, and I'll tell you, we were shocked ourselves how right there in the middle of just everything stopped working. No recordings. Our guys, our video guys are creating signs and wonders trying to restore the recordings from the conference. So I tell you this, just be patient and understand we live in time where the devil, if he can't touch this part, he'll touch something else, some sort of camera or some sort of cable, and something will go haywire. Beloved, I want to tell you that this is a true battle, where real battle, where Satan is afraid for this to go further. Praise the Lord for live broadcasts. There was masses of people, thousands of people were watching online live. Praise God, that was working. But I'll say this, summing it up, great revelations were released over there. I can't share all of them with you, but I'll say the main one that really touched my heart. If our generation will not understand what I'm going to share with you, if we will not understand these moments, important things, we will again will repeat the same mistakes, the same horrible things of the previous generation, and our children again will stay and remain with nothing, just like us. Instead of our forefathers, mothers and fathers imparting into us a package of glory, we were given the baggage of dirt, religion, and hate towards our, within ourselves. We're not those people that will do the same thing. We are the people that will take all of this and will impart to our children the real DNA of heaven, the move of God, and signs, wonders, and miracles. In real, true, no fake. No dryness. The church have gotten to the place where really they don't need God to do their ministries. They don't need Him. It is a real simple business, simple structure, and these positions are taken up. You know what? I want for all positions that people take up for him to have God next to him, and he for him to be anointed, or her to be anointed in that position. So, the word that I want to share with you today is called impartation of clean DNA. You know, when I was a child, I heard this message or a word, a phrase. I'll say this. At first, I didn't believe into it right away because, still being young, I didn't understand till the end the meaning of that phrase. This phrase was loud and clear. I'm sure most of you have heard it. That if your silence is the same thing as saying yes. At first, I thought this is probably wrong because sometimes I'm silent. Not because I am not agreeing with what they're saying, but maybe because I have my own ideas, and by living for a while now, I've noticed this thing in many different situations and, you know, tea drinking things and birthday parties, no matter where I'd be or some sort of meeting, surrounded by other pastors. If I am not agreeing to something, and I stayed quiet, that means I agree with that. You understand, right? I understand maybe for some people will say, no, that's not quite correct. I got scared. No, no, no. That right there has proven that you agree with that. The fact that you were scared is just a confirmation of that. You know, after I understood this, I stopped being quiet and silent. And I'm sure it's not a secret. You'll see. I share my thoughts. I speak a lot. Sometimes I talk way too much. Okay? I talk everywhere. I always talk. I talk with everyone. I talk so much that even those that don't love me, they create many different clips that they put on YouTube. I speak there as well. I speak everywhere. I talk everywhere. So what happens is, it says that if a person speaks a lot, that he is not agreeing with many things. If he's way too quiet, that means he's under the structure and under the system of this world, the demonic age and realm where he's at. Right now, in our days, I want to understand what I'm saying, lay this foundation, what I'm saying. In our days, right now, way more is happening than we can comprehend. And before our eyes, what is happening is a spiritual restoration of altar that has clean DNA of heaven. I'll explain to you later on. Do you know that God, when he led Israel out of Egypt, he separated them unto himself? You know, Old Testament for us is not just stories of Old Testament. For us, it's powerful examples. And the Lord has left that there. We have to study it and know that these are spiritual examples for us. We live in them, and we have to figure it out. What is it? Why was he saying exactly this? Why was it like that back then? Someone understands this literally, word for word, and they lose the whole point. They start fulfilling laws and rules and regulations that God is not even talking about. That's not what he meant. In other words, there was old covenant, and then there's new covenant. And like Paul said, remember that the old covenant has been made void, and no matter what you try to do, resurrect these things from the old covenant, in the eyes of God, they have no importance because he himself has crossed it out with the blood of his son, okay? And now we have a problem. The new covenant, we're not there yet. We understand the old because it is meant to be only understood by your head. And you know what? The church needs quite some time to transfer from the head into this area right here where the heart is. But to get into that area, you need to speak with someone or to have communion with someone. To live according to the law, you don't need God. You don't need the Holy Spirit to live according to the Old Testament. In that law, all you need is a book. Like, how should I say it? Like a manual. How to behave in the bathroom, for instance. How to go to the bathroom upon the field. How to wipe yourself. All these things, what you cannot touch, you know. What are you laughing at? It's in there. You read it in the scriptures and the laws. Where to bury it, how to bury it, with what you can touch it, and how to wash yourself and cleanse yourself. In other words, the person that does not understand most of these things, he'll get into problem because he will consider himself unclean from the very morning, and everything that he could possibly touch, he touched, and he's not cleansed. Hello, okay? But that's not what we're talking about. We will go into this one small moment. What is DNA, beloved? Do you know that right now you're sitting, all of you receive, either wanted or not, but you receive a spiritual DNA. I'm explaining to you this. As much as you are sitting on this chair, you're carrying the DNA of your parents. You're with me, right? You can't take it out. You can't fix it. Daddy, I don't like your nose. What should I do? Mom, I don't like the thickness of hair or whatever, or the lack of thickness, or the color of skin, blah, 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 and on and on. You can't go and fix these things in the DNA. This is your DNA. This is what you're made up of. Do you know that? That same process, we've talked about it before, but today we'll go a little deeper. That same process is in the spiritual DNA as well. And you, right now, by listening to me, you are transforming, you are receiving even my elements of my my DNA, spiritual DNA I'm talking about here, and no matter who you talk to, no matter where you go, a man is such a being that whoever he spends time with, you find a group of people, as soon as they start hanging out and talking to each other, they all start to act the same, look the same, they have the same clothing, they start reading the same books, watch the same TV programs and movies. You're with me, right? You see these friends, guys, for instance, awesome guys, good guys, but they all went and bought the same cars. Guys, come on. You're supposed to have your own mind. No, that's it. Do you know that this is all subconscious? Mom just barely pregnant, she buys a stroller. Why is she buying the stroller? Because someone bought the stroller and they said it's good, buy it as well. That crib, that diaper brand, and on, and pacifiers. You understand? What am I saying? I'm saying that no matter what you try to come up with, that this is you, you're the original, no one besides you is doing it. That's an illusion. And by living in an illusion, you get transformed into even worse things. We have to discern this and bring correction into who and where and how, all these things. You understand, right? And I want you to listen to me very carefully. Exodus 34:11. Look what God is saying. We're going into the Old Testament for history lesson and example for us to see what God was speaking to his children. Exodus 34:11. Observe what I command you this day. Behold, I drive out before you the Amorite, Canaanite, Hittite, Perizzite, Hivite, and Jebusite. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant or mutual agreement with the inhabitants of the land to which you go, lest it becomes a snare in the midst of you. Let's stop right there. Beloved, this is all, we read it all, and we totally miss it. No one talks about it, goes in depth to research it. Beloved, do you know that this was such a covenant? It was so powerful, powerful covenant and law that Israel didn't go that way. What happened? What happened? There was defeat through, you know, other sources. They were polluted. They entered into contact with these individuals. They thought, so what? Or that I can speak with them. Just talk. How's that a problem? Why can't I just sit with them by the fire with this Jebusite? He's just making rice, for instance. Why not go fishing with him? You know that this is such powerful spiritual orientation. Only spiritual individuals can discern it and receive this into their life right now. Do you know that we're like that? Because this is not because we're like that. Because the church started transforming, started sleeping with Jebusites and Amorites. You understand? Church, what happened? Her DNA was taken out of her. Aggression was taken out. We've talked about dogs before, that they're aggressive breeds, and by crossbreeding but with other breeds, this is the same thing. That trait is taken out of them. Aggression is taken out, and then what they get is some sort of, you know, family terrier. You can use them to wipe floors. And that dog doesn't have a thought about being aggressive or bark or retaliate against that. Beloved, this is exactly the same moments they happen with everyone around, and when someone sees an aggressive individual that stands for the truth, that is looked upon as heresy. And you know what? For us, we have to say, let there be peace, let dance, have a нагила, and blow the shofar and say, peace, peace amongst all denominations, amongst all that sleep with horrible individuals, the ones that don't believe signs and wonders and miracles, even the ones that curse the life in God. Peace and love with everyone, all of them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ну неплохо, а?
Isn't that
хорошо?
That's not bad, right?
Никто тебя не достает.
That way no one bothers
тебе
you.
Нужно
you
колеса.
need.
Тебе брат Амарей подгонит?
Tires? Your brother Amorite will give you tires. You're with me?
Я люблю менять фразы, чтобы
I love to change phrases so that our
understand
things in our head. Because you think Amorites is just people that no longer exist. You could be an Amorite.
Дорогие мои,
Beloved,
тут есть люди, которые абсолютно
there are people
знают,
here that absolutely know and understand that you need a car. What color? What color car do you need?
Тебе нужно, что тебе надо?
What do you need? What do you need?
Сделал,
just color.
We'll do it. Взят, все. Предоплата принята.
We've received your deposit.
Завтра идем на дело.
Tomorrow we're going to go and take care of this. I'm taking... I'm taking my Jebusite and Amorite and we're going to go together to help the Jewish people. We have gotten to the left perversion. Beloved, who defends the truth? Who, really? I'm not talking about that right now to bring someone down. No. I'm saying that, you know, I begin to see, we drive around, we fly, we see many people, and I start seeing restoration of the true altar of God. I start seeing how people rise up and say no into the darkness, no to lies, no to theft, no to sin. Beloved, there are people that really take up positions of righteousness. Who is the righteous one? The one that defends the truth. Stands for the truth. The righteous is not the one that always does things correctly, righteously. Righteous people make mistakes. The Bible says that the righteous man will fall. How many times? Seven times and raise up. The righteous does not mean that you will not fall. We have been recoded. The righteous one says, no, righteous is the one that speaks the truth. Yes, I might have fallen, but me, my own righteousness, I convict myself and I rise up. You understand? The righteous one is a position of the heart. It's not a position of my body. This is why if you are the righteous, you're only righteous when you maybe even gotten into some problem and your own righteousness told you that you have made a mistake, you've done something wrong. That is the righteous heart. This is the one who is righteous. Everyone stumbles and falls, including all the righteous ones that are even in the Bible. Everyone has made mistakes, but that's not what this is about. What do you do after you've made a mistake? Do you cry? Do you moan? Do you cry out to God? Or you say, oh, no. You're not even bothered by it. You went past it. Again, let's read. Observe what I command you this day. Behold, I drive out before you the Amorite, Canaanite, Hittite, Perizzite, Hivite, and Jebusite. Take heed of yourself, lest you make a covenant or mutual agreement with the inhabitants of the land to which you go, lest it becomes a snare in the midst of you. But you shall destroy their altars. You hear? No, did you hear what God said? He says, you shall destroy their altars. Do you know what an altar is? In the dictionary, it means something holy, holiness, or something sacred. In other words, our mission is to destroy someone's sacred things, religious monsters, things like that. Do you know, I've noticed this one thing, beloved. We will not see the revival until the altars of Baal will be destroyed. God was not a good neighbor with altars of Baal. And here's altar for Jesus. It doesn't work like that. No, that does not exist. He says, if you want me to take you back, just go and take down all the trees, the sacred trees that you use for worship. Destroy these things. Destroy it completely, all the idols. And then come to me. Right now, I'm showing this, we're talking about it in our days, in our lives. We don't have the worshiping trees or sacred things like that, but we have other things like that. We have our heart where there could be sacred trees, situations, and people that I might not want to part with. But I want in that place for him to live there as well. Lying, stealing, doing things and pretending it's all good, pretending that we have the look of righteousness, and Jebusite is right there together with Jesus in your heart. Horrible picture. Look.
Разрушьте их жертвы.
But you shall destroy their altars, dash in pieces their pillars, idol images, and cut down the Asherim, symbol of the goddess of Asherah. For you shall worship no other god. Because in the process, church started looking different. Either she wants it or not, she received their DNA, beloved. Now I tell you, it's hard to say this because we, at this even moment, we look more like them than him. And, you know, I am very truthful in order to accept the fact that, you know what, I want to go towards righteousness. The more you go towards the light, the more things you find on yourself. The further you are from the light, the more righteous you are in your own eyes. And the one that stands close to the light, you might not understand. And why is he screaming? What is this problem? Because you're so far away from the light, it's all good. What the heck are you talking about? Your heart has accepted Amorites, Jebusites, Hittites. They're your friends. Tomorrow, we're gonna sit together and hang out with the Amorites. That speaks against everything that is alive. He throws up all over the glory of God. I'm simply sitting there and having lunch or dinner, and we're hanging out. We could talk about all these different things. Beloved, the Bible clearly tells us there should be a line drawn. You know, look how quiet it is. What year am I in? 2013? This message is from 2018. I understand, Lord. Why did you land me here? Look. I'm the one that the Lord has activated, gave birth to, and activated in the 90s. Listen to me and to my heart right now. I seriously understand this responsibility that's upon us, has been placed upon us, because right now spiritual DNA is imparted. I remember that time where clean DNA was imparted through different ministers. How many, those of you that are from the 90s, you know who I'm talking about. Because I'm a man of honor, I will never name names, I never go against anyone. I just want to remember history. Till this day, I love these individuals, and none of you, don't confuse that. I honor these people because at some point in my life they gave me a ray of light that I could only see in them. And I am truthful within myself to tell them thank you, even though right now at this moment they hate us, openly they proclaim it. And I'm telling to them from the bottom of my heart, thank you, because I grew up from the point where you have to battle people. Our mission is so much deeper and so much further. You understand me, my beloved family. So if someone says Andrew is going against someone, that is lies. I love anointed men and women, especially those that were used by God upon high positions. In my heart, my true heart, not my mouth, but my heart is thankful to them. So let's finish up with that and let's move on further. I'm the one that the Lord gave birth to in the 90s and activated. There are masses of people that are like that. There's a whole generation of us that have been born in the 90s, spiritually born. There are masses of us. There's so many of us that put a number on it, it's impossible. Because when the revival in the 90s started, a dog that was simply walking in the street would bark and three people repented. Remember that moment where we're passing out tracks. People were taking these tracks and reading them and coming to the meetings, and now everyone spits at you, reps these tracks before you, and says, you are all a sect, get out of here, you're all stupid. I remember that time where these people that were carrying that light, they were given so much, but they didn't even notice it. They were given a nation. It was given to them as a gift. Right now, you will battle years after years for one individual, and maybe
Я отдаю отчёт, я понимаю.
I understand the time that we live in. But then, in the
90s,
the buildings were packed full of people. It was something real. And I remember I was listening to these messages, and these messages came into my bones. It was true light and fire. It was real DNA. And it started building me up. I heard these words of truth that would come into me, and I saw, I experienced these things. I experienced their light, the ones that were on the podium speaking, as if I knew them personally, because that spirit that was flowing in them, it was coming into me, and that was pouring through my body, my spirit. I understood. Back then, I didn't quite understand impartation, but now I understand that impartation of DNA. And what's unique is that right there, with that glory that was there upon masses of individuals that were anointed in the 90s, right now, quite a few of them don't even worship God anymore, as sad as it is, but it is like that. What's unique is that together with the glory that was upon them, horrible things were being mixed in as well. And you understand, and we are the ones that were activated in the 90s, and we were activated by the Tallinn revival with Tom Hoops and with Riga Tallinn, by many, many different movements of God. There were many of them. And I remember all of that. Personally, I was a witness to all these things till this day. My basement is full of tapes and recordings from all these revivals. I remember it all. I remember these messages. Right now, 90% of preachers, they can't even stand close to those messages that are 20 years old now. There was such a fire there that sometimes I place that tape and I have to find a video player, the one that will play these tapes, to watch them. I have it. I keep it only for those tapes. I place those tapes and I start crying. Because these people that right there were saying one thing 20 years ago, they are going against themselves right now. This is so noticeable when you place these tapes and you watch. Together with the DNA of God, I started seeing. Because with the respect towards these individuals, I started swallowing the pills of unrighteousness, wrong things. And then we were being led into some sort of investments, funds. What? Bible clearly tells us, do not gather things up here on this earth. Who placed that into the DNA? And then there's this theme, becoming businessman. There was different seminars for that. Bible clearly tells us, go and preach the gospel. But that was with covered by pretty lies. It was said that we'll have more money, we'll have a greater harvest, salvation. But in the process, there was no money and no people. That was the devil's snare, just to throw against it into the church. And beloved, right now, when you listen to the messages of these individuals, my God, our Baptists that are 30 kilometers from our place, they have messages with more fire. Are you with me? And you're watching this? This is you? I love them. I have nothing against them. But I give this question. Your DNA has been mutated to such an extent that Baptists that are right there next to us said, everyone the other way in their messages, you can receive something in there. How about yours? Have you ever watched your own messages in those last days?
Oh,
you see when pastor has some sort of thing that is bothering him. I'm still a little jet-lagged. Maybe then I think about what I'm saying. Sometimes we don't need to. Sometimes you just need to speak the truth. Maybe someone will receive something for themselves. For me, it's an epidemic. Right now, in the former USSR, the lands and the countries of that united country. I want to see everything exploding in the glory of God. And it's not there. And I feel so bad. I feel so sorry. Even though back then in the 90s, a simple teenager that didn't even finish Bible college would say such messages, everyone was slain in the glory because they were moved by the DNA of Heaven Church. We have more knowledge, and we, with our regular synod translation of the Bible that completely, I mean, probably half of it misses the mark, we would do such signs and wonders and miracles. Right now, we have everything. We have everyone. Everyone understands everything, and we ain't got nothing. The DNA. I remember that time where clean DNA was imparted, DNA of God was imparted through these ministers. I remember after every prayer, conference, or message, I was led by the Spirit of God to be with Jesus. I remember that time. Remember, understand, maybe I might look young, but I'm quite old. Or if you speak in the spiritual language, I'm quite old. I remember their beginnings, and I saw their ending, the sad ending. Beloved, I saw when I was full of God, infiltrated by God, and I would watch these tapes, I was laying by hours and hours on the floor by the TV, by the VCR player. What do we have now? What do we have around us? Crap everywhere. What's around us? Who sang what? Who played what? Where is that DNA that comes? I can't take it. I drop everything and I'm before Him. I want anything else. Church, I'm so thankful to God. If it wasn't Him, I'd probably be together with the rest of them. But I'm so really begging my God, God, don't let me, you know, don't let me stay on the path if I go the wrong way. Just kill me. Either I'll be on fire the rest of my life and carry the DNA of Heaven, clean DNA, or I am saying if I will become one of that laughing stock, take me out, forget about me, because I have become same piece of crap like everybody else. I beg you, God. Oh, we want some sort of message. Oh, yeah. Sorry. This is from the heart today. Because it hurts. I'm so thankful to God, you know? I'm so thankful for that conference in Germany. And those of you that will watch it on rerun. I'm so in love with the covenant churches, and if you just knew what sort of individuals are raising up, if you only knew what sort of people I'm standing next to. Listen, guys, you think it's honor for you to stand with me? Forget it. It's a great honor for me to be in your presence. There are such hearts there. If you look at amounts of people, they're not that big. Not big churches or crowds, but they're ready to give their lives for God. They carry upon themselves anointing, and this caliber of anointing that the ones that were teaching them, they didn't have that upon them. I'm so thankful to God for covenant right now all over the world. Churches are raising up. Many churches. This is true people. These are true hearts, true champions. These are the people that have said it, and then they will die for what they say. It's an honor for me to be with those people. Yeah, we love to joke around and we're funny and we're awesome like that. But that's the whole point, that people are so grown up that you could play games and also bring an explosion into a nation. That's the power of being a grown up. I can play with my daughter with her toys, and at the same conference, lives of thousands and thousands will be transformed. Beloved, restoration of spiritual DNA, impartation of clean DNA. We need those, just like we right now remind or look like the things that were before us, either wanted or not. That's what you look like, the things that were before you. Of course, when you came into the center, you changed and transformed. Praise the Lord for everything that is happening. But right now we're talking about, you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about what happened before us. We can't look like anything else. This is it.
Just like
we absolutely understand that subconsciously, without our knowledge, we were transforming in the 90s into those individuals, but not even trying to be transformed. We started resembling them. We started searching for the things that God didn't open up to us, but we would still follow those things. And then I started asking, why am I following these things? Do I need it? No. Right now, these people need to rise up. Beloved, so what? No one knows you. No one sees you. Forget about these crowds, cameras, and stages. TV channels. Books. Write a book. I have to be known by everyone. Everyone needs to forget about you. And as well, me as well. Individuals that carry clean DNA. Even though it's small. The small old woman, Mother Teresa, walking, always smelly. Her dress would be dirty all the way up to her knees because she's knee-deep in filth. If you would not know her, you'd pass her by. Because she had this smell because of the places where she'd be. I remember I saw these footages, elbow deep in dirt, digging up on dumpsters because someone threw out a baby. She's looking for it. Clean DNA. Do you know what she imparted to us? Doctrines? Books? What? Bible colleges? Messages? CDs? She had an awesome website. She imparted an invisible DNA of love. And everything being started laid upon that. You understand? Everything would start to match up to that level. And if someone starts talking about a topic like that, you can't pass her by, no matter what love you do or whatever you do. And then there's Mother Teresa, she's no longer alive. And she beat you on the level of love. And all your desires are dim compared to her light. Someone has to carry the DNA. It doesn't matter. Either you're painting pictures, or you're sitting at the piano, or you're right here sweating. Doing websites, you're writing music, or poetry. DNA has to be restored. Clean DNA that is not infiltrated by anything unclean. If someone says, oh, well, be hated, you know what? That's a cheap price for clean DNA, just simply to be hated. Can you imagine? Here, our forefathers standing and they're being told, choose. Should I boil you in oil? Should I? Oh, we're talking about different ways of torture. Should I saw you in half? Should I burn you? Crucify you upside down? Throw you to the hungry dogs? Or grandma? Some sort of grandma will not accept you. Choose. Listen here. Do you feel how DNA has been perverted? You, at that table, you can't defend the truth. What are you talking about, Lion's Den? On your way flying into the Lion's Den, you will have an accident and you will crap all over everyone. I'm sorry, but that's how it is.
Львы такое не едят.
The lions don't eat that.
Sorry, я шучу.
Sorry, I'm kidding and, you know, whatever.
Где кто-то меня понимает, или я опять потерял кричу?
Is someone understanding me, or am I screaming and sweating for nothing?
Знаешь, слава Богу, оживи! Оживи!
Come alive.
Я понимаю, жесткий.
I understand, I'm harsh.
Направо.
You want something quieter? Go the other way.
Да, мне, похоже, конспект уже не нужен.
Apparently, I don't need my notes anymore.
DNA. Когда мне Иисус объяснил это?
When Jesus explained that to me, and he showed me,
Он мне сказал,
he told me, son, your mission, I said, God, my mission? At first in my head, I had many different things, and throughout many years of pastoring and messages and whatever, maybe they were right for that moment in time, yes. But right now, I'm saying, God, what should I say? He says, son, it depends on you. What a partition of clean DNA for the future generation. He says, if you won't do that, we're going to have genetic monsters or genetic retards or whatever you want to call it that will sit together with Amorites and Jebusites and all these individuals and sit together with them, and their DNA will be perverted. Everything will be mixed, and Christ and Buddha and everything will coexist together because love will be victorious. Do we know what is love? Before we talk about what is love, you need to know love.
Love
is not friendship. Friendship is just one of the parts of love. Sometimes in love we turn on friendship. Oh. Love is to be good with everyone. No. Love is hatred. If I hate everyone around me, I will sit quietly and not say anything. And look how my whole generation is going to hell. But I am, with my own truth, sitting there quiet. Wonderful love, isn't it? You can live like that.
Через некоторое время мой дух стал серьезно ощущать.
After a certain amount of time, my spirit started feeling that in my body, in the DNA, I started getting polluted. Right there in the 90s, I started experiencing strange moments, but because of love and complete trust into those ministers, I started being polluted by outside antibodies, different things. I can talk to you about many different times where these preachers would change their direction. That government has to be God. Or then we need cleanliness here. Oh, we need businessmen here. Now evangelizing here. Now we have to bring some sort of order. Sorry. Smart people completely understand. The simple ones are just smiling. Just love Jesus. He'll get to you.
I
started swallowing all these different messages, and I'm asking God to bring me always to senses. Let me smell the smelling salts of heaven. Sometimes just smell it. Smell, Sonny, what daddy's breathing. Oh, Lord, what is this? And then for a week, dangerous messages. Come on, daddy, give us the smelling salts so that we can wake up from our slumber, from our ideas. I started following their goals, and that's the most horrible thing. And I am to blame for that, of course. 100%. But not understanding anything by being in that so baby stage, subconsciously I started following their goals, started preaching their messages, searching for their achievements, and affirming those things that they're saying as truth. But the Holy Spirit was knocking on my heart and told me, no, no. But the voice of those ministers was so powerful, way more powerful than the Holy Spirit, because I was spending more time with them than with Him. And that was knocking upon my heart, Sonny, this is not where you were born. Son, you have a mission. You have a mission. What is my mission? To speak the truth. Daddy, that's boring to speak the truth. Can I say something else? He says, you just start speaking. You will be the most unboring individual. And then I understood that really later on. God did not reveal that to me. He didn't tell me to do that. But yet subconsciously I started doing those things that they were doing. And that was my horrible mistake. The interesting thing is that while I was continuing doing those things, they forgot about it and started doing something else. And then when I would come, try to share with them, oh, he says, oh, that's old news. That's like a storm in Siberia. We forgot about it. Right now, we're doing display. I said, yeah, if that was garbage, of course, a couple years I spent there. Oh, well, never mind. Forget about that. And we are doing this, and we're going this way. And then 2 years goes by. And now that's nonsense now. So what are we doing anyway? What is the real thing? God help me to figure it out. It's like a storm all around me.
Yeah.
And then I started seeing something that was bringing me into my consciousness. Daddy was giving me smelling salts. What is that? What is that? What is this? He says, look. I'm looking. I saw how unclean people, or as I show, as call them, leaders of mafia, people that were stealing from cities. Upon their hands, they had the blood of people no longer in that city. They were stealing like no one stole before. I knew them, I read about them, I understood, I was involved in their lives, and here I'm turning on one of the conferences. What brought me into consciousness? All of that snakes, vipers, or whatever you want to call them, they were in the front row. And all the pastors were not even worthy to come up to that row. They were not allowed to come there by ushers. I'm not going to say how I know this. Because I will share way too much. When I started seeing that, my spirit was awakened, and my wife and me, we looked at each other, and we were shocked that that can even not just sit at the front row of the church. These snakes can come out onto the stage, take the microphone, and speak to people. They have nothing in common with God. They never repented. They never came to God. I'm not talking about the ones that are, backslidden Christians. No. We're not talking about loving all the, people that are on the streets like Jesus did. Yeah, but we're talking the ones that will never repent. They do not even want to repent. It's a big difference. And then the red light came on. And I said, that's it. Something is wrong here, but because this was done by those that had positions that were given the revival in the USSR, former USSR. All of that started being swallowed up. And then I started seeing in other ministries, in other services, in other churches, same ungodly people from parliament or police departments, the ones that were stealing, killing, and placing individuals in prison, not personal killing, but they were responsible somehow, and they were sitting in those churches and that church, and they were blessing the people of God from this stage and that stage. And I said, stop. And some of you clearly know what I'm saying. I said, stop. Where is my Bible? And my silly interpretation of the Bible, the Synod translation, would speak against that. Look how quiet it is. we're probably thinking right now.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do
barbecue?
Are you doing barbecue today?
Steak.
Steak, probably. Steak. Just hold on, I'm almost finished, and then you can go. I want to share with you. Maybe your ears will not hear me, but, you know, I don't work to please your ears. I really don't care, because your ears do not understand what I'm saying right now. I'm speaking exclusively with your DNA. God said this message subconsciously right now is being downloaded into you. In you. Right there. You're sitting by the computer, eating an apple. Please put the apple down. I'm sure he's going to write us and tell us. How do you know? I don't know. Look. Really, if I start saying everything that I see, this service would be super long. Right now, many years have passed by since that time where God started using me for real. And in amazement, I started noticing that same process. I started noticing how spiritual DNA that I carry was being carried by the ones that are around me, the ones that see me and the ones that hear me. And then it became really scary for me, church, because I will answer before God for the things that I've carried and the things that I've shared. And then, when this was revealed to me, he told me, son, be very cautious in your position, in your words, in your thoughts and actions. Because all of that subconsciously goes into masses, and it is integrated. And then the things that maybe you thought or hid or whatever, it will come out. You understand that DNA is this bad thing, that it will give fruit to the things that you might not have even wanted. You thought you hid it, but then you see, what is this? And they're like, well, I don't know what this is. Subconsciously, the DNA is given good or bad. You didn't just give your beautiful face to your daughter. You also gave her your pimples. That is why. Understand. One thing is to be a friend to the sinner, to take them out of dirt and help them. But all sinners that were around Jesus, they knew that this is something that is so clean, so holy, that no one is planning on lying or sinning around him. We know that from the scripture. Thinking bad thoughts? No, because he knows what you're thinking. As Jesus. And the most unique thing is that when these individuals would get in the presence of Jesus, have you noticed what happens? Impartation of the DNA. Zacchaeus fell before Jesus. He was just ripped apart. He didn't try to repent, believe me.
No,
he didn't try to do that, for sure. He came onto that tree to look. Oh, yeah, what is this guy that everybody's talking about? Maybe I could sell something there, that crowd, you know, seeds, sunflower seeds. You know, he's a businessman. What should we sell? What's being highly priced right now? He looked at, he got into a tree and tried to see Jesus. Got into the tree, Jesus looked at him. There it is, hanging there.
Hey.
How's life? I'm just hanging here. You're going to fall right now. And he told him, He told them, of course he fell, and then they ended up at his house. And you know, I like how Jesus was inviting himself to other people's houses. I've never seen that. I think we should adapt this trait as well.
Imagine, there's this new person in the building, came to visit you, come up to him, hey, I'm supposed to be at your house today. You have cookies? I'm kidding. But what if that happens? If you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, that is biblical. It is written. So, no elder will argue with that. That's a new word for them. Simple and easy. We call it beard. All the, you know, we call these individuals beards. Give glory to God, because it's so good. I love to be home. It's good to be home. You can do whatever you want. Zacchaeus gets off the tree. Jesus invites himself to his house. Zacchaeus, of course, gladly receives him as soon as he encounters the Spirit of Christ. It's not the Christ that tells him, listen, Zacchaeus, I have this thing for you. I need to say a couple of words. He had a different DNA. Jesus came. Everyone sat down. And when he said, you know, he invited himself to his house. I'll say this. It's one of the things that I'm amazed by still. He invited himself, came, sat down, and didn't say anything. Or read the story. He didn't say anything. He came, sat down, started eating the things that were stolen. If we call the things by the right name, he sat down. Why was he hated? Because he said this, hanging out with these people. But Jesus understood that. Right now, he's going to eat this lamb chop that maybe this guy took from some poor guy. But after this, the one that he took from will have three full sheep. Okay? Not his. The one that Zacchaeus will give to him. DNA was imparted everywhere, always, if we look through the scriptures. Very unique DNA. Do you know that Jonathan died because he received the DNA of Saul? He did not want to leave his father and be with the one that he had to be with, David. I'm sure that Jonathan was next to David. I'm sure that this would have been a covenant that we would be shocked from. But that did not happen because everyone has their will, power to choose, and Jonathan chose death. Zacchaeus saw everything. He was hit by the wave of love. He couldn't even believe that such holy individual that creates all these signs and wonders and miracles came into him. And the strangest thing, that everyone that were next to Jesus judged Jesus. You read the Bible? Everyone. He says, whose house you go to? It wasn't just Pharisees. It was the ones that were next to him. Who did he come for a visit? This guy? But he's not coming just to hang out. He came to transform his life. Impartation of clean DNA. You feel that as soon as clean comes into dirt, dirt starts being clean. And Zacchaeus, in other words, something started being activated in him because of Jesus. Jesus didn't say anything. He was eating. He got this wave of DNA. It hit Zacchaeus. He says that he cried and he repented. And he says, I will give everything. I will give it all away 3 times as more. Blah, 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 blah. We know the story from the childhood. He says, I will give it all away. And Jesus says, why are you all so angry?
He needs help as well. You see the impartation of clean DNA. For us, it's different. A pastor comes in, sits down to speak with two businessmen. He comes out as pastor businessman. Now he has deals here, there. Now he's integrated into the pyramid because it's profitable for pastors to be in the pyramid because he's got many individuals. And now with them, is the biggest thing is to get to the one that has people, people, people. And that's where they pass their garbage into. And then pastor comes in. I don't know what I'm saying. Why am I saying it? Because at some point I had this garbage myself. And then I left and I said, no. Not doing that. And some of you know what I'm saying. Because we ordered that garbage. We're saying, stop to all this garbage. Jesus come. For me, what's enough is one lesson. Maybe someone is not enough for them to have one. Maybe they need 200 incidents of these pyramids. It's your decision. Before we build a new altar, we need to destroy the old altar. Remember, let's read one scripture. Judges 6:25. That night the Lord said to Gideon, we know, take your father's bull, the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down Asherah, symbol of the goddess of Asherah, that is beside it. And build an altar to the Lord your God on top of this stronghold. You see what's happening. First you destroy the old, and then you build new. And build an altar to the Lord to your God on top of the strongholds with stones and laid in proper order. Then take the second bull and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of Asherah, which you shall cut down. I love God. He has a sense of humor. These trees did not even go against his holiness. He said, take everything that they worshipped, you know, just burn it for me. Cut down these trees, place it all for me, and give me glory. That you shall cut down, then bring it as a burnt offering. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord has told him. But because he was too afraid of his father's household, usually you have fear before your family. That's how our lives are. Not fear before the king, before police, fear before mother-in-law. The mother-in-law will see this. Do you know what's going to happen? Where are you going, Gideon? I'm not doing anything. It's all good. Gideon, get back in bed. Turn off the lights. Yes, mommy. Let's do this at night when mom is asleep. But because he was afraid of his father's household and men of the city, to do it by day, he did it at night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, altar Baal was cut down, and the Asherah was cut down that was beside it, and the second bull was offered on the altar which has been built. And of course, they started researching everything, and all the brothers came together, the elders, and he said, who has done this thing? Who cut down our cross? Death.
Uh-huh.
Who has done this? And when they were asking, and they searched and asked, and they were told that Gideon, son of Joash, has done this thing. Who betrayed? No one saw this. Of course. Then the men of the city commanded Joash, bring out your son, that he may die, for he has pulled down the altar Baal and cut down the Asherah beside it. But Joash said to all who stood against him, will you contend for Baal? So daddy really had wisdom. dead? Or will you save him? Question mark. He who will contend for Baal, let him be put to death while it is still morning. I think, you know, they probably respected the father. Will be put to death. If Baal is a god, good idea, huh? Let him contend for himself. Look at that, how wise. Because one has pulled down his altar. In other words, if you, religious denomination, your god, if it's, he's a real god and not just a plastic papier-mâché, if you don't know what papier-mâché is, praise the Lord. If your God is not papier-mâché, he will just hit Shapovalov by a lightning strike. But look at him, he's still alive and smiling. Papier-mâché is still quiet. Lord, stop him. Oh, soon we'll tell you where we are going. Alex knows. And when we will tell you. You're going to be so amazed. All of you. You'll be amazed for a while. But right now we're having religious wars there. Papier-mâché is not giving up. The beards are holding on to it. Let's stop being idiots. If God is God, he is able to punish the one that goes against him, okay? And if it's not God, just take down the tree yourself. Stop worshipping papier-mâché. Just take off those letters. I am coming soon off your wall. Believe me. To you? He's not coming soon. You're upsetting the people. Everybody's reading it. When is he coming? When? Soon is when? Take down the papier-mâché. Change it around. Something different. Come up with different scriptures. Make a different combination. Just make soon.
И поставьте вопросительный.
Question mark.
Скоро что?
Soon what?
И приглядите, сколько будет.
Can you imagine?
Иди.
All these people. What's gonna happen soon?
А ты говоришь, у них у всех золотые зубы.
And you tell them, all, they all will soon get gold teeth. And the ones that had gold teeth will get white ones. Oh, you are laughing over the holy things. Oh, no. I'm just taking down the tree. It's papier-mâché, guys. Papier-mâché. You have to, you know, get what I'm saying, really. Treasure these messages. There's not really. I'm running out of time to say all these jokes. Let's read on. Everyone who will contend for Baal, let him be put to death while it's still morning. But if Baal is God, let him contend for himself, because one has pulled down his altar. Why are you shining or not shining? Putting something, just ordering these people around. You know what? Let God take care of everything. Let him contend for himself, because one has pulled down his altar. Therefore, on that day, he called Gideon Jerubbaal, meaning, let Baal contend against him, because he had pulled down his altar. Listen to me, beloved people, the ones that have ears, I'm finishing up. We have nothing to do with darkness, and if somebody doesn't like that, what I'm saying right now, You're not going to like it because my job is not to get those who like me, but I'm here to impart truth and pureness. And I will impart it to you so that we don't forget that our God is pure, He's clean, and He deserves to be respected. Beloved, I am telling you, we know who we have in our lives, and we know that some of us have father-in-law. And the Bible says that I'm not here to bring peace. Why in those churches where somebody's coming soon, they're having peace, peace, and peace? You know what the Bible is saying?
Внезапно им будет всем капец.
So,
you
did not understand me. That's a very deep revelation there. Everyone's coming to peace, but God is saying, as soon as peace comes, you will all die. We have nothing to do with darkness. Even if I fall, I keep having nothing to do with it. Because I am a righteous person. You are a righteous person. A righteous person is not somebody who does not make mistakes. A righteous person is who sees false in one self. Righteous person is who shares righteousness. And if you will be kicked out for it, you will be kicked out for it. And I apologize for you. You will kick me out before now. Brothers and sisters will kick me out. So, and you say, I feel so bad today. And can you imagine that's the, all the price that you have paid? You just, that was your price. You just felt bad for half a day. Buy an ice cream. And go have a ferry ride. And you will feel better. Are you here? And live happily. Start speaking truth. Go buy some cotton candy. You don't like cotton candy? Let your face be all in the cotton candy. But you will be very happy that you told truth to everyone.
Должно подняться неповрежденное ДНК неба. В чем это? В чем?
Clean DNA has to rise up.
Это можно распознать. Неповрежденное ДНК.
Where can we recognize it in?
Читаешь.
When you read,
выдаешь.
You soak it in and you release
принимаешь,
it. You receive it,
выдаешь.
You soak it in and you release
не
it.
Важно, кто поклонился, собрался около тебя или поклонник. У нас у всех
you,
есть. У меня, наверное, большой.
You. I have a big club. People who hate me, who like me.
Затягиваем ручки. Иисус наш свет.
Father.
Иисус это свет.
Is there light? There was even a song, Jesus is our light. There's a guy smiling, he knows that song, he sang it. He was playing the guitar there. And I will pull you out and you will play that song here on bass.
Bassist первой церкви. Это будет что-то.
Basement from the very first church.
Я тебя люблю, Серега, ты классный.
I love you, Sergi. You're amazing.
Вот мы любим друг друга.
We love each other. Hallelujah.
Прикидываешь, какая у нас семья классная. Мы все друг друга любим.
We all love each other. What a wonderful family.
Так это церковь нестандартная. Приготовься, что в следующее воскресенье будет, я сам.
Not a standard church. That's right.
Прикидываешь, как классно ходить в церковь, где никто ничего не знает. Can you imagine who comes soon? А у нас иногда камни грядут, видения награждают, все грядут,
там some go to visitations or princess. And we should write, soon we'll depart. And put an exclamation mark. Explanation mark.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. What an amazing message today. I don't want to end it. You know, I have this feeling that...
Дали тебе конспект и сказали: иди, сейчас поповедуй.
Somebody gave me just notes and I'm in this pajama trying to preach something.
Я не отвечаю, что будет. Это примерно такое
чувство. I don't really take the responsibility of
абсолютно
what I'm going to do on stage.
It doesn't matter who is supporting you, правды, ищущие истину, услышат
тебя. But those who are seeking the truth will hear you.
В чем фокус всего?
You know what's the magic of all of this?
Я сколько лет задвигаю вот это ДНК, задвигаю, и
for so many years I've been pushing this DNA, and I have been seeing real churches, not just little groups. I have been seeing good teams,
champions raising up,
and they don't stop, and let's not stop, keep moving year after year, year after year, and we will see what's going to happen soon. I'm really interested in going into the future. For those who are just waiting for somebody to come soon, they're afraid, they're in fear, but are you... What if he's coming really soon? Did you repent?
Ha-ha. Ha-ha.
Those who are seeking truth will hear you. They will hear us. Those who don't love you, you know, I will give you this little secret, this very big secret. Remember this. Those who not love you, they will hate you a little bit more. Those who didn't love me, don't love me even more. Relax.
Как тогда я, который не понимал практически
back
ничего,
then, when I didn't understand much, but when the new DNA touched me, my bones began burning.
Когда идет что-то, что действительно
when something is coming, something that is activated by heaven, you don't need to say, is it God or not God? Inside of you, you will be filled with God, and you will feel that it is it. And I beg all of you guys to just follow Jesus. Leaders are rising up, leaders are leaving, leaders are falling.
And what is unique
is that right with those leaders that fall, the generation is falling with them. But I believe that the generation will rise up that will look unto Jesus. Yes, we will learn from each other, and it is amazing, but never
никто ни в кого креститься не будет.
Will not be baptized in anyone.
Вкладывать не будет.
No one will be imparting anything into each other. We will impart it to him, and we will be baptized in him only.
Бог ищет тех, кто будет говорить правду.
God is looking for those who will speak truth and who will stand for the end.
В твоих костях.
In your bones, fire should be burning. No other way out.
Станешь, народы,
Amen. Give him praise.